Are you a list maker? From the time my girls began to write, they loved to make lists. Maybe kids see us make lists and think it's a good idea because we absolutely need to prioritize eating popsicles, hug time, playing games, and watching TV. Didn't your kids make a list like that once? It's so precious. Our sweet childhood lists evolve into lists that require way more adulting, like work, paying bills, working out, laundry, getting the oil changed, buying groceries, and so on. There's something about writing things out or having a plan for the day that helps us get it all done, or at least attempt to get it all done, but more than likely carry a few things over to tomorrow or the next day. The struggle is real. Some of you are serious list makers with your colored pens, pencils, journals, and planners, while others of us, not so much. We have sticky notes everywhere and make lists on the back of an electric bill envelope. And most days, we sort of wing it. But I do always have a grocery list so I can attempt to stay focused at the grocery store. It was my last grocery list that made me think of this question. Where is God on my daily list? I mean, God should be on there, right? Sure, God should be the first priority. Put God at the top, of course. Daily Devo and prayer time with my coffee. Check, done. Post a spiritual meme. Share a scripture image and stories. Mark it off and move on to the next thing. Sounds good, right? He gets the first fruits of each day and then I plow through the rest. Isn't that how God wants it? I don't think so. I don't think God belongs on our to-do list. Hear me out. God isn't a category to fit between coffee and your workout. While taking time first thing in the morning to be still and pray and read your Bible is very important and will help your heart and mind stay focused on God throughout your day, God wants to be at the center of every single priority, no matter where it falls on your list. Our lives are full of important things we must do, and often the lists we make are an effort to organize, manage, and control our time. Time management is a good thing, but when time with God becomes simply another item to check off your list in the myriad of to-dos, it may be time to reset and daily begin to surrender everything on your list to God and invite Him into every part of your life. Matthew 6:31-34. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. When we seek God first, that means we surrender every task, every grocery list, every highlighted priority in our calendar, our family, friends, work, free time, finances, our health, and all the tasks that accompany those things. As we invite God into the center of it all, our heart begins to find rest and peace, even facing the most stressful list of things to do. That's the truth. God already knows what this day holds for you. I absolutely encourage you to spend time with Him today at some point, but don't let it end there. Give Him the entire list, the entire day, and your whole heart as you accomplish the work and do all the things. Even if you don't get it all done today, He will get all the glory from who He is making you to be in the process. I'm Lori Klein.